I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, a little bit of breaking news as the Carolina Panthers have officially opened an investigation into allegations of workplace misconduct against owner and founder Jerry Richardson. In a statement released today, the team spokesperson acknowledged the accusations had been made. He's 81 years old. This is...
What's he been doing out there?
I don't know. But Ron Rivera, head coach of the Panthers, had a comment, and he was scared to comment. He said...
That's great.
He said, I have had a strong relationship with Mr. Richardson during my time with the Panthers. I have enormous respect for the man, but will wait for the results of the investigation before making any judgment.
But do we know who's making allegations? Is this a former secretary, or is this a... Do we even know the characterization of
no,
this stuff?
I don't. But the whole thing about for him, the coach, I wonder if Jerry Richardson would be upset that Rivera wouldn't just get his side right off the top. He says, you know what? I'm going to wait to hear.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. It could also be, I don't know. The whole thing. Did you see the Matt Damon stuff today?
No.
So Matt Damon did an interview with, I think it was Peter Travers, who's a real legendary entertainment writer, was with Rolling Stone and all this stuff. But he was talking about the culture of outrage. And he kind of started wading down the waters of, look, all this stuff shouldn't be grouped together. And he was like, take Louis C.K., for example. I read his apology, and here's a guy that gets it. So let's not conflate, rape with whatever Louis C.K. did, and... I think he's trying to talk reasonably, but then, of course, the culture of outrage is like, what are you doing right now? Remember all those movies you made with Harvey Weinstein? Remember the story where you covered up his behavior to get a movie funded? So it's like, there's just fires burning everywhere. And so when you talked about, this Jerry Richardson story, my first thought was, Jerry Richardson. What's my first thought of Jerry Richardson? Oh, yeah. That was when he suspended Greg Hardy for one game and then got a humanitarian award and cried while he was getting it and then got rid of Greg Hardy one week later. Yeah, I remember Jerry Richardson. Man. It's if anybody ever watched, I think probably the best example of this is Mad Men. It's just been a world the entire 20th century, the whole 1900s was just, white guys doing whatever they wanted. And now a lot of that is coming home to roost for a lot of powerful, influential, wealthy people, and they're all sitting there going, wait a minute, this was all acceptable, right? Is it not acceptable? I don't know. What is decency? Who even knows anymore? So it's a big, giant mess, and not a day doesn't go by where there's not another Lauer thing that pops up.
Well, D'Angelo Williams, who played for the Panthers, just tweeted, can someone send me a link and discuss this Jerry Richardson workplace investigation, please?
I mean, God.
Oh, man, that's... That's really ugly, and now it's pouring into the ownership arena.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes! All right, let's move on. Let's move on to Christmas parties,
because that is the perfect segue to the climate of outrage. Fire up some Christmas music there. So Ben, whenever we do a road show, we usually will show prep, which is where we get together and kick around ideas, talk about what we're going to do on the show, talk about Jerry Richardson. And we do it at a restaurant nearby. And we're here at the North Dallas location of Star Power. Find your passion at Star Power, by the way. Moose Johnson will be here next Tuesday, 6 to 8. But we usually find a restaurant around here. And we're North Dallas. There's a ton of restaurants. And so we were frequenting a restaurant we go to all the time that not only serves Salvadorian food, but also Tex-Mex. And it's a big place, and it's hustling and bustling. It's on a Friday. So we're sitting there, and we kept looking up because this place is kind of partitioned off by just drapes, that you can see through. So there's not a bunch of walls. It's a giant open space. And whenever you have a giant open space and there's some sound, that sound reverberates really loudly. And so on the other side of this partition was a group of 30. And I know because I counted them with my finger. And of these 30 people, 5 of them were men. And the other 25 were females that were really enjoying taking off early that day. And boy, were they cackling and loud. And we're looking over there, and there's a lot of activity. And at one point, I heard a lady go, "Drink it!" And you're like, okay. And you're kind of looking, going, what is this, 1 o'clock? Okay, what's happening over there? So, I mean, it was loud and crazy, and we kind of moseyed over there, and I saw a bunch of, like, gifts and things out. So I kind of went up to one of these birds, and I was like, hey, what's going on over here? It's a Christmas party. Okay, for what are you guys? We're a medical office at blah, 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 blah. So they kicked off early on a Friday, Ben, and they were having their Christmas party, and there was a lot of people toasting, like, nonstop.
It sounded like there was a stripper over there.
Yeah.
The way that some of the cackling was going on.
Right. And I saw chicks throwing money at each other.
I mean, it seriously sounded like they just had rented out a private room, but they hadn't. They were just in the middle of a restaurant.
Right.
And they brought a stripper in.
Yeah.
And I just don't know in this environment, or in any environment, really.
You talking about star power?
In this environment that we're in culturally right now, that a corporate Christmas party is really a good idea. For any company.
For
the company Christmas party, they should all be canceled.
Are you talking about Matt Damon's climate of outrage?
I'm saying yes. Let's get all these people together that work together, that don't hang out. They just work together. Let's get them real liquored up and see what happens. I mean, if I own a company, we are not having a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Just call it a sexual harassment party.
Don't have a party.
Right. We're not having any parties ever.
Right. No Abe Lincoln Day party, none of it.
No.
I could have sworn as I walked off, I heard one bird say, "I haven't had sex in months." I'm thinking, okay, there's 5 doctors and 25 liquored up ladies at 1 o'clock. This looks like a lawsuit. Let's play pin the tail on the lawsuit. How does that sound? No, you're right. And it's an old company cliche, right? That you get these people together that just do their job and they have their blinders on, and boy, they're about to cut loose. And once the spirits go up, the spirits go up, so to speak.
And nothing needs to be said from people from opposite sexes. Nothing.
Are you talking about, like, making a junior high dance?
I'm saying, yeah.
With all the guys over here and all the girls, but do it at a gymnasium?
If you're at your company Christmas party and you tell us, hey, you look really nice tonight. Oh, my God. I will see you in court.
Yeah.
I will see you in court.
And
I'm offended.
And you know what's more dangerous than that? What's more dangerous is if she bats her eyelashes at you, because then the elaborate setup is on. Like, even to your point, the Matt Lauer thing. So today there was a story about Matt Lauer having consensual sex with somebody. And it's like, okay, so on a moralistic side, you know, most people look at that and go, well, he was married, so that's clearly inappropriate. But what is this story really about? The story is really about all this other stuff that is more salacious, right? The button underneath the desk, him making people feel uncomfortable and all that. So you have all this stuff already, right? All this stuff exists. And then over here it's, and he also had consensual sex. It's like, well, I think you guys are ramping down at that point.
Right.
That's a lot less salacious than all this horrible stuff over here.
There's already been a nuclear mushroom cloud. Your slingshot isn't really going to impact things.
And I think this is actually, like, sort of what Matt Damon was trying to say, but he just probably shouldn't have gone in those waters, is that so there's a lot of people right now that are, as people are looking at these situations, they're probably just examining their own consensual behavior as well and going, well, is this wrong? Maybe I should voice my opinion on this. I did something wrong 15 years ago or whatever. And so, you know, I have no idea what this Jerry Richardson thing is going to be, for example. But it really is. I mean, I've always laughed when they make us watch these sexual harassment videos for our companies, because it's like Herb went up behind Donna. And Donna doesn't like Herb, and he grabbed her butt. Is this a problem? A, yes. You know, and I'm watching this going, yes, obviously it's a problem. But as all these stories come out, they're basically, it's almost like these sexual harassment videos are like, hey, if you have any kind of influence whatsoever, never look a woman in the eye, because it's just going to be problematic at some point. it's just going to cause problems. And to your point, everybody coming together and getting liquored up and having holiday parties, I mean, it's just going to lead to regret coming up here in 12 hours.
Right.
These people, we saw 30 people that are 12 hours away from total regret.
People get to be, you know, friends with the folks that they work with because you see them more than anyone else in your life. So you're spending all this time together. There's familiarity. You know each other. You like each other. Now you throw alcohol into the mix and you're partying. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean something terrible is going to happen. But you might cross the line of one of those corporate videos, so
right.
Cancel the party. There's no reason to have that.
Right. For example, so within the structure of all this stuff is going on, I bet when Al Franken groped that woman, which was wrong and he should have never done, he might have been hitting the bottle a little bit. He might have been partying. Weren't they on some USO tour thing or whatever? You know, so it's like people make the worst decisions when they've been drinking. And so you're probably just begging for the worst possible scenarios with your company if you allow alcohol in any regard.
And you know what's funny about that, too, is it also depends on if there's any chemistry between those people. Because it happens all the time. Single people mm-hmm. end up dating each other in the workplace. It happens all the time, right?
Right.
And so we had a buddy who had that gift where he could say anything he wanted or do anything he wanted to ladies in the workplace. I don't mean anything ridiculous. But,
right, right.
And they would find it charming.
The caveman stuff was charming to them.
Because he was a great-looking dude, had a lot of self-confidence, he was ripped, and so they're, oh my God, that's so cute, stop that.
Stop telling me my butt looks good.
Right, but they're, oh my God, she told me my butt looks good, I'm so excited.
Right, and then she kind of walks different.
Right, and then it's like, she walks by us as she's walking by. What the hell are you looking at?
It's like, I'm sorry, I was looking forward. Please, you just walked in front of me. I'm sorry, I'm not a bad person.
I will sue you.
Here's a good example, Ben. This tweet just came into somebody, and I think this is valid. He says, I guess he's talking about, I guess he's taking the Matt Lauer situation, but he said, how can a manager have consensual sex with an employee if you have some control over this person and their financial future? And that's a very valid question, okay? Very valid. And one thing I would say about this is, don't you think within the broadcasting business, Joe Buck is a powerful person?
Yeah.
Joe Buck set up a date with a sideline reporter. They're married now. So my point is,
she going to sue him?
I don't know. My point is, yes, it absolutely can be appropriate, but I also understand your point. If he had hit on this, he wanted to have a relationship with this person. And if she turned him down, would she then worry that Joe Buck can have me sent to, Omaha
right.
to work? You know, I get all that. That totally makes sense. But also in the world, sometimes people are attracted to one another and they get together and it's fine and it's not sexual harassment. It's just a very crazy slippery slope. And in the middle of all these holidays, we look over and it's like, well, that party right there at 1 o'clock on a Friday is not going to end well for some of those people. So remember that this holiday season as you're getting liquored up with your coworker.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.